We continue in Nefesh HaChaim. We are in Sha'ar Bet. Although we finished Perek Yud Aleph, but we didn't do the Hagahot. So on page Kufchet, Hagaha. Ve'elu Bet HaOfanim, Remazam HaTana Shenehem BaMishnah Perek Gimel De Rosh Hashanah. These two ways are hinted at by the Tana in the third Perek of Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Two ways of what? Let's review. We explained, the Nefesh HaChaim explained, that there are two instances, two ways, where a person does not pray for his own tsar, rather he's praying for Kvod Shamayim. One way is when it's tsarat harabim, tsarat klal Yisrael, and there is chilul Hashem. So a person should focus his tefillah limnoa chilul Hashem, that there should not be desecration of the name of Hashem. He shouldn't focus only on the physical tzar. And then the second way was even when there is an individual, tzarat yachid, when a person individually is in tzar, still the focus of the tefillah should not be because of his own physical tzar, rather tzar ha-shechina. He should pray for the tzar that the shechina says, Kalani Meroshi, Kalani Mizroi. So the Nefesh HaChaim in the Hagaha over here is going to say these two ways are hinted in a Mishnah in Masechet Rosh Hashanah. He says, the Mishnah says on the Pasuk in Milchemet Amalek, Vehaya Kasher Yarim Moshe Yado Vegavar Israel, Vechasher Yaniach Vegavar Amalek. So the Mishnah asks, Vechi Adav Shel Moshe Osot Milchama? What does this mean when Moshe would lift up his hand? Israel would be victorious over Amalek. And when he would put down his hand, Amalek would be victorious. What is it, the hands of Moshe that are making milchama? So the Tana in the Mishnah answers, Ela lo mar lecha. And v'chule. If you remember, it says, Bizman shelibam shel Israel le'avihem shebashamayim. The hands of Moshe are only the directory of the hearts of Bnei Israel. When Am Yisrael are looking up to Shamayim, so then menatzchim, they're winning. V'chasher yaniach means when Am Yisrael would chas v'shalom forget and they wouldn't look up to Shamayim, they would be losing. Kayotze b'davar ata omer, then the Mishnah gives us another example by nechasha nechoshet. When Am Yisrael were suffering, when people were sick in the Midbar, so Moshe Rabbeinu was told to make a nechasha nechoshet, a copper snake. And it says, Vehibit el nechash nechoshet v'chai. Anyone who would look to the nechash nechoshet, he would live. So the Mishnah asks the same question. What, the nechash nechoshet is depending on him, life or death? And the same answer, the Mishnah said, Bizman shemistaklim la'aviyem shebashamayim miyad na'anim. They would become better. When not, so then not. So now the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining these two cases of Milchemet Amalek and the Nechash HaNechoshet refers to the two cases that we explained. Hine ha'ofen ha'echad ha'nizkar b'makom sheyesh chilul shemo yitbarach amar sheramaz lanu ha'katu b'Milchemet Amalek sheaya vaze chilul shemo yitbarach kayadu ha'ma'amaram b'psikta ha'mashal le'ambatia v'chen amru sham sheyachotech milod uzrakan klape ma'ala. By the case of Milchemet Amalek, there was Chilul Hashem. Amalek was not only fighting Am Yisrael, he was fighting HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He was fighting Kvod Shamayim. Zehu she'amar v'haya ka'asher yarim Moshe v'chiyadav shel Moshe, ela kol zman she'ayu Yisrael mistaklim rak klape ma'ala levad, meaning, she'lo hayta tza'akat tfilatam lefanav yitbarach shemo al tza'aram. What does it mean when they would be mistakel Al Aviyem Shebashamayim? It means that they would not focus on their own tsar. They were focusing on the Kvod Shamayim. That there shouldn't be a Chilul Hashem al Yedei Amalek. Ela rak al Chilul Hashem Aviyem Shebashamayim Yitbarach Shemo. That's what they were worried about mostly. Hayu mitgabrim gam hema. So bizman shehayu mistaklim klape ma'ala, meaning when their focus was upward, not on themselves, but they were worried about Kvod Shamayim. מיד מתגברים וגבר ישראל וכאשר יניח וגבר המלאק. So that's on the first case. ואמר עוד שגם במקום שאין חילול השם בדבר. What about in a case where it's personal? There's no חילול השם involved. רמז לנו הכתוב בעניין נחש הנחושת, אופן ועניין הבקשה והתפילה הרצויה לפניו יתברך שמו. ועד הנחש הנחושת, we also have a hint, וכי נחש ממית, אלא בזמן שהיו משליחים צער עצמה מנגד לגמרי. When Am Yisrael would forego their own צער, that's not what they focused on. והיו מסתכלים ושופכים תחינתם ובקשתם רק על גודל הצער של מעלה שגרמו בעת עשייתם העוון רחמן על יצנן. They were, when they prayed to Hashem because they were focusing on the צער השכינה that their עוונות caused, וגם הצער של עתה שנעשה למעלה מחמת שהם השרויים עתה בצער, there's a twofold צער השכינה. Number one, the צער of the שכינה when a Jew is in pain. But why is he in pain? Why is he going? Why does he have Yisurim? Because of the Avon that he did, because of the sin that he did. So there was Tzar HaShchina in the time of the Avera itself. When Am Yisrael are focusing on the Tzar HaShchina, as Hayu Mitrapim, that's when they would be cured. So we see here in the two cases that the focus should be on Kvod Shamayim, Limno Achilul Hashem, and Limno Atzar Hashchina. Both of these cases are hinted in the Mishnah Rosh Hashanah. First case, Milchemet Amalek. Second case, Nechash HaNechoshet. In this, Ken. זה מדרגה מאוד גבוהה של תפילה.
פירוש,
זה אפילו לא פשט של פירוש, אלא פירוש, הקומן פירוש. זה כשליבם לשמיים. כן, כן. זה הפשט, זה נכון. הוא מביא לנו רמז. הוא אומר, יש כאן פירוש אחר. מה זאת אומרת ליבם לשמיים? בוא נעמיק קצת. What does it mean, you know, you're saying that the פשט of the Mishnah is, כשהיו מסתכלים כלפי אביהם שבשמיים, זאת אומרת, that they're praying to HaKadosh Baruch. That's all. Why do you have to say over here that they're focusing on or believing, trusting? Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%. Now we're learning what it means, omek of emunah in bitachon. The omek of emunah in bitachon means trusting in Hashem, right? Means believing in Hashem. If a person really, really believes in Hashem and trusts in Hashem, then what is he worried about? His own pain. If his trust, if it's Becha Machsi, if it's Becha Yeshuati, if a person really only trusts in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it seems very trivial, his own pain. Then really what he focuses on is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I know it's all in your hands, and I want everyone to recognize that. How could your name be mechulal? How could your name be desecrated? If a person has full emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then that emunah is so big, is so grand, that his own personal, materialistic, physical, mundane tzar appeals into insignificance. Ze mitbatel. What he begins to focus on is gadluto yidbarach. What he begins to focus on is mahuto yidbarach. All of a sudden he realizes there's something much more important than he. And what is that? HaKadosh Baruch Hu, gadluto, kvodo, kiddush shemo. So all that, the pirush of the nefesh ha'chaim on mistaklim klapei mala, ze be'emet mistaklim klapei mala. You see, the simple pirush that we're saying, what's mistaklim klapei mala, that we pray to Hashem, that we believe that He's going to help us. But if we're still staying on the same level of, please, can you make sure that, you know, that I have bread? Okay, can you make sure that I won't be in pain? So, yeah, we're looking klape shamayim, aval we're still down here. Our heart is still with ourselves. It's just Hashem is useful. We need what we need, so where do we get what we need? Yada shor koneu v'chamor evus be'alav. The shor and the chamor, they know they need food. It comes from there, so I need to do something to make him happy in order that my stomach should be satisfied. But the shor is still a shor and the chamor is still a chamor. Mistaklim klape shamayim, it means that the outlook begins to become shmimi. It begins to become spiritual. It begins to understand that the physical is nothing compared to what really counts. So what the Nefesh HaChaim is mifaresh, ze bemet omek apshat. Ma ze mistaklim klape shamayim, it means that all of a sudden they realize kvod shamayim is the main thing. That there shouldn't be a chilul Hashem. That there shouldn't be tzar ha-shechina. That's really emunah in bitachon. It's a madriga gvoa meod.
It's a ramuz.
We have to apply it lekol davar. Oh, that's very good what you're saying. You're saying that this explanation that the Nefesh HaChaim is explaining here can be explained everywhere. Has to be. Absolutely. You are right. Then you hit it on the nail just now. Definitely. I mean, he's giving you a remez from a Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah. That doesn't mean that you're not going to find it everywhere. This is such a yesod that it's applied to anything that has to do with tefillah.
Is that the end game? That's what Hashem wants for us?
The highest level of tefillah is tzorech gavoah. Is that our tefillah should not focus anymore on our own selves. Rather, we focus on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, lifnei chelo, as a chayal. As an army. And he takes it to a holier level even more in the next Haggahah. Look in the next Haggahah. I think it's on page Kuftet. Uma shekatav kalani meroshi, kalani mizroi. It's an interesting thing. Another Mishnah that Nefesh HaChaim alluded to in Masechet Sanhedrin. That when a Jew is in Tsar, and by the way, that Mishnah is talking about which Jew is in Tsar, when a Rasha is being punished for his sins. When a Jew is in tzar, Shechina ma'omeret, kalani meroshi, kalani mizroi. Oi, my arm is hurting. Oi, my head is hurting. The Shechina says. Lama dafka zero averosh? Ha'inyan hem, tfilin shel rosh, tfilin shel yad. The Nefesh HaChaim says, it's not by accident that this corresponds to tfilin. We have a tfilin on the head, and we have tfilin on the arm. Ki amru chazal brachot davav amudalev shakadosh baruch hu meniach tfilin. The Gemara tells us in the Gemara that there is such a thing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin. What is this about that Hashem wears tefillin? And what is it written? What's written in those tefillin? Ve'inyan ha'tefillin shelo yitbarach shemo. What does it mean Hashem wears tefillin? Hu hitdapkuto yitbarach shemo lehetiv imanu bakol. It means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is clinging to us to make sure that He gives us what we need and to help us. The Itchabrut of Hashem to Am Yisrael means that He's wearing tefillin. You know, when Leah gave birth to Naftali, or Rachel, it says, Naftule Elokim niftalti imachoti gam yacholti. Naftali has the same letters as tefillin. And naftule elokim niftalti, look in one of the Pirushim in Rashi, it means kesher. Lehitpatel means ksharim. A heart of a person that's full of knots. He feels all knotted up. Mitkasher. So tefillin is the lashon of itkashrut. When the Gemara in Brachot Davav tells us HaKadosh Baruch Hu wears tefillin, it's a lashon of itkashrut that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitkasher with Klal Israel. Le'etiv imam, to do good to them. And that's why the Gemara explains over there, כמו שאמרו שם, תפילין דמראי אלמא מה כתיב בהו. What's written in the תפילין of הקדוש ברוך הוא? You know what it says there? It also has four parashiyot. But parashiyot where הקדוש ברוך הוא is talking about Am Yisrael. See, in our four parashiyot, we are talking about הקדוש ברוך הוא, השם אחד. But in the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it says, Mi ke'amecha ki Yisrael, goy echad ba'aretz. That's what it says in the Tefillin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And in other pasuk, Ki mi goy gadol asher lo Elohim kerovim elav. Who is as great as Am Yisrael? V'chein kol ha-psukim de-sham hem rak shivchei Yisrael. All the psukim that the Gemara brings there that are written, so to speak, in the Tefillin of Hashem is shvachim of Am Yisrael. V'kulu k'tive be'adre'e, the Gemara says, and all of them are written on his zeroa. Kivyachol. On the zero, on the tefillin shel yad of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Vehu keinyan, and this is mamash deinyan of what it says in the pasuk in Parashat Kitavo, et Hashem he'emarta hayom, v'Hashem he'emirecha hayom liyot lo le'am segula. You elevated Hashem, and Hashem elevates you. Shekmo shebatfilin shelanu ktuvim shivchei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ken tefillin shelo kivyachol hem shvachim shelanu. Our tefillin and Hashem's tefillin mirror each other. He speaks our shvachim, we speak his shvachim. Sheshamu inyana itabkut. That's the itabkut, the closeness, the kesher, the connection of Am Yisrael with Kudsh HaBrich Hu. Vehu inyana katuv Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. It says in the pasuk in Yeshaya perek memtet, you are Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. I glorify myself in you. We glorify in Hashem. Yishtabach ve'yitpa'ar ve'yitromam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says on his end, Yisrael asher becha et pa'ar. I become glorified with you. So that tefillin demare alma, she'atfilin ikraim pe'er. You know, the tefillin are called pe'er. That's why Avel on the first day cannot wear the tefillin. Right? Pe'er tachat efer. Evel is with efer. He cannot wear pe'er. The tefillin is called pe'er. When we put on the tefillin, like it says in Parashat Tetzaveh about the hats of the Kohanim, Gedolim, pa'are ha-migbaot. When we put on tefillin, it's a pe'er, it's a glory. So Yisrael asher bechait pa'ar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is alluding to his own tefillin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitpa'er with Am Yisrael. Kemo she'amu chazal. Lachen, therefore, now we understand. Kesheadam mitzta'er, when a Jew is in tzar. Ve'az en ha'itkashrut ve'ahitdabkut kivyachol ben ha'adam levenoi itbarach shelomo shemo b'shlemut kara'ui. When a Jew is in tzar, so he's not so connected with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He feels, chas v'shalom, a detachment, a disconnect from Hashem because he's in tzar. It's very hard at that time. That's why the Shechina says, oof, kalani meroshi, kalani mizor. Where's my tefillin? Where's my tefillin? The tefillin is the kesher, is the pe'er. The tefillin is the two-way connection between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Am Yisrael. But when a Jew is in tzar, so there's a nituk chas v'shalom. There's a little bit of a hole that is poked into that pe'er. So the Shechina, ma yomeret, kalani meroshi, efo ha-tfilin shel rosh, kalani mizroi, efo ha-tfilin shel yad. Shehem mekomot ha-tfilin, sheshem yara'ui liyot ha-itabkut ha-kedusha. That's where there is it itabkut ha-kedusha, and therefore the Shechina is in tzar. It's unbelievable. That's the highest level of itbatlut klapei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, definitely. Yeah. If a person is able, during his time of distress, to focus his tzar on the tzar HaShechina, that's a total of nullification of oneself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a very high level of tefillah and tefillin. Notice that tefillah and tefillin have the same letters. He's always with us. He's always kashu with Kalal Yisrael. We have a few minutes to begin Perek Yud Bet Rabotai. Ve'lachen amru Hazal, Brachot Samech Gimel. Listen to a Gemara in Brachot Daf Samech Gimel. Kol ha-meshatef shem shamayim be'tzaro, koflim lo parnasato. If a person is able to be meshatef, at least to be meshatef, at least to join, to accompany shem shamayim in his tzar, koflim lo parnasato. Hashem doubles his parnasa. So he's going to explain ma inyan po. והעניין, כי מלבד זה הצער שנעשה למעלה כשמקבל עונשו בייסורים, רחמן על יצלן. And we alluded to this before. There's a two-fold צער. When a Jew is being punished, when a Jew is going through troubles and difficulties and suffering and affliction, there's a double צער that we have to talk about in Shamayim. besides the tzar that is right now, a Jew is suffering, the Shekhinah is suffering. Imo anochi betzara. Besides that, en aroch v'dimyon klal ze hatzar shel ma'ala, neged otzem hatzar shegaram le ma'ala be'et asoto he'avon, rachamana litzvah. That tzar ha-shekhinah of the time when a Jew is suffering the punishment is nothing compared to the suffering of the Shekhinah at the time when the Jew did the sin that caused him the punishment. Kenyana ben yakir, like a dear son, shenitpata b'yeno v'nafal ha'aretz v'nishbar mafrakto v'gufo v'hu mesukan. A dear son who didn't listen to his father, and he went and he got drunk with wine, and he fell on the ground, and he broke his skull, and his whole body is in danger. Now, at that time, he's unconscious. He doesn't, the boy, he doesn't feel his own tzar. Like it says in Mishle Perek Avgimel, Hikuni bal chaliti, halamuni bal yadati. About a drunk person, it says they beat him up and he's sick, but he doesn't even know it because he's unconscious. Obnam aviv. But his father at that moment, libo mitmarmer meod al ze. The father sees his son in such a state, he's bitterly in anguish. V'kasher harofim kashru hashvarim v'hinichu retiyah v'tachboshet misamanim charifim. Now, when the son is taken to the hospital, to the doctors, and the doctors are bandaging him up and putting bitter medicine on him, treating him, and it's painful, it's burning him. V'aben mar tzoreach al hakehev shelo me'asamanim acharifim ha'ochlim besaro. And the boy is screaming from pain, from the treatment that he's receiving. So now, imki aviv mitzta'er letzakato verabot anchotav ata. Surely the father is in great pain when he sees his son is screaming and shouting from the treatment. Aval en erech klal hatzar shel ata neged hatzar ve'ayagon arishon shehaya le'aviv be'et shenafal ve'shiber atzmotav asher kimat nitya'esh mechayav az. But can you compare the pain that the father is going through now when he hears his son screaming from pain while he's being treated, to the pain that the father had when he saw his son fall because he was drunk? At that time, he didn't know his son is going to even live. Can you imagine? Ken mamash al ze haofen hu inyan he'avon rachamana litzlan. That is exactly how it is when a Jew sins. Shebe'et she'adam oseu, when a person does the avera, hu gorem lema'ala tzar gadol ve'atzum le'en erech, he's causing tremendous tzar in shamayim, that we cannot even be mishayer. Ve'adam atzmo eno margish az baze klal. But the person who is sinning, he doesn't feel anything. He's drunk. He's like a drunk person. He's unconscious. He doesn't feel the tzar. Lo yada ki benafshohu. He doesn't know that he's making a fatal error, spiritually talking. Ki hu nechshav az kemet, chas v'shalom. He's like he's dead, kema'amaram, like Chazal tell us, reshaim b'chayehem keruyim metim. V'yesh avonot she'al yedehem nafshon yichretah, chas v'shalom, ligame mitkashrut chevel ha'kedusha. Some avonot cause a disconnect at the time from the kedusha. Aval hu yitbarach shemo, avarachaman, kivyachol betzarato lo tzar. At that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ava Rachman, Hashem has tremendous tzar when his son is sinning. Umerov rachama v'chasadav yitbarach shemo, and because of the tremendous chasadim of Hashem, sholeach lo yisurav, he sends him yisurim, asher hem maretiyah v'tachboshet lemarei kavono. It's a treatment, it's bandaging to heal and to cure his sin. Ve'az ha'adam margish bekev yisurav u'mitzta'er. The problem is, now the person wakes up and he feels the pain now. U'baze mitorer gam ken tzar lema'al ha'kanal. And now once again he causes tzar ha'shechina, because bottom line, the Jew is suffering. So the Shechina says, kalani mizroi kalani miroshi. Omnam en aroch klal ze hatzar neged hatzar shegaram lema'ala be'et asoto he'avon chas v'shalom. But he has no idea that this is nothing compared to the tzar at the time of the avera itself. כשכל תכלית תפילת האדם לפניו יתברך שמו להסיר מעליו צערו, if a person is able to be on that level, that when he prays to remove his suffering, he has in mind, הוא רק על הצער של מעלה משתתף עמו בצערו, he has in mind the צער of the שכינה that is with him in his צער, ושב ומתחרט באמת על אבונו שגרם על ידו הצער של מעלה. And what is he doing now? Now he realizes the צער that he caused the שכינה because of the אבון that brought. If I'm feeling this pain right now, קל וחומר, what pain I caused when I did the avon that brought about this pain, if that's what the person is able to think of and to do teshuvah, אז היסורים מסתלקים מעליו. So then the יסורים leave. ולא עוד, and not only that, אלא שמודדים לו כמידתו. So מידה כנגד מידה, כופלים לו פרנסתו. Now he gets double פרנסה. נגד הבית מן הצער שגרם למעלה. Corresponding to the two types of צער that he caused. ואתה מתחרט על שניהם, about which both of them he regrets now. זדונות מתהפכות לו לזכויות. So the tsar that he caused at the time of the avon, and the tsar that he's causing at the time that he is suffering, he is now regretting both of them because he's not thinking about himself, he's thinking about Hashem, how much pain I caused you, the twofold pain that I caused you. So kol ha-meshatef shem shamayim b'tsaro, koflim lo parnasato. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're able to remember me and my tzar, you're able to remember me in the midst of your tzar, I'm going to give you double parnasa. For the two tzarot, for the two pains of shamayim that you feel bad about now at the time when you're doing teshuvah. And he's going to develop this idea more with Chana and with Moshe Rabbeinu. Yes? Even if a person doesn't know exactly what Avon brought about his tzar, but he knows any surim belochet, like the Gemara says. Even if it's a general thought, I know I sinned before you and I'm so sorry and I regret what I caused you to feel when I did the chet. A person should be mitragel to say these words. This is high level. אבל אפילו לומר את המילים, even just to say the words, maybe one day a person can be זוכה to feel a little bit, to be משתף שם שמיים, היסורים מתמריקים. היסורים מסתלקים. יהי רצון. יהי רצון. הקדוש ברוך הוא יזכן.
Everybody know.
Unbelievable.
כתב אליהו, say, everybody know if you're not 100% truthful with yourself. What was the make-believe is the truth? Everybody
knows.
If
it's
an
emet la mitar, you mishkal u nachon, u vim lo nachon. Everybody knows. Do we have a minyan? Yes, Rabbi Chananel Rakashia omer, ratza kadosh baruch hu lezakon.